Hey, it's lunchtime. It's Friday lunchtime, to be precise. It's 20 past 12, and instead of meet me by the ram, it's meet me by the beer tent. Why not? For the 37th Derby Beer Festival, we'll meet some more of the organisers, some more of the team who work behind the scenes, of course, and we have set Rob Watts that very difficult task of actually having to try some of the beer. He's in the marquee at the moment. In fact, we've lost him. I think we have actually lost him. So that might be the last we see of Rob Watts. The next time I see him, he'll be a crumpled, blithering heap on the floor, probably just dribbling a little bit. We'll find out if we can spot him a little later on. Hey, I recognise this fellow in front of me. Ah, formerly of the Radio Derby Parish. That would be Alex Canner. Hello.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
Very well. It's lovely to see you. You're missing us?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, some of you.
You see, he's just brutally honest. I'm not even going to ask who that means. I don't know whether I want to talk to you anymore.
Well, maybe.
Now, you're here because you and your fabulous band are performing this evening.
Yeah, we are. I don't know how it really came about, to be fair. We were in a pub playing somewhere in Derby a while ago, and there was five people in this pub, so we were thinking about packing up and leaving, and one of them happened to be Terry from Derby Camera, and he just came along and said, do you want to come and play at the beer festival next year? So we were like, yeah, great, excellent. So, yeah.
And you were expecting to be actually in the assembly rooms, of course.
Yeah, we were. It was a very nice invitation because they said, you know, you're going to be playing in the assembly rooms. We were thinking it's probably going to be the 500 capacity room, something like that. It's something really, really small. And then they wrote back and said, no, you're going to be in the Great Hall. Great. Facebooked all that. Pictures all over the place on our webpage. The next day we're driving to a gig. We're listening to Radio Derby. And Alina Naylor's on the air talking about the fact that the roof caught fire. So we were like, oh, no, what's going to happen? So, yeah, but I mean, they're really, really quick to get in touch. And to be fair, they've done an absolutely fantastic job here on the marketplace. It's so busy. The marquee's enormous. Yeah. The stage looks fantastic. The beer smells brilliant. So we can't really wait to get a gist of all of that really tonight.
Now I was going to say, is that going to put you off your performance? That aroma wafting over. But then I guess you get used to that with gigs anyway.
Yeah. You know, we play boozers all over Derbyshire, East Staffordshire, over sort of Stafford way as well. So yeah, we're very much used to the smell of booze.
So the Dark Horses playing tonight at the Beer Festival, but they're going to play before that for me. So Alex, come on then. Obviously I know you, lead singer. Introduce me to the rest of the band.
Okay, right. So over here we've got Peter on guitar. Say hello, Peter.
Hello. BBC Land.
And over here, this is Rob. He's normally our drummer. He's holding a tambourine. Say hello, Rob.
Hello.
You didn't bring your drums then?
Yes, but not here.
Oh, well, that feels like a bit of a letdown. Haven't you got a bongo?
I should bring in the lighter. Yeah, I have actually. I'm intrigued with that.
Yeah, that wasn't a euphemism, by the way. And who else?
This is Trevor. He's on bass.
Hi, Sally.
Hello. You're on bass.
I am.
No, you're not.
Less strings than the other guys, but...
Oh, now, this is an acoustic bass, then?
Yes. All mod cons.
I've never seen an acoustic bass before.
I can take you places you've never been.
Do you know, I'm already picking that up from you. Are you excited about performing tonight?
Yes, very, yeah, we're looking forward to it,
yeah. Do you like your beer as well?
I'm usually a water drinker.
Rob's the real ale.
Rob's the real ale guy, I'm just a lager drinker.
So Rob, are we going to be worried, are the band going to be trying to find you later on before the gig because you've kind of gone in a crumpled heap after all the ale?
Hopefully, yes. Yeah, I'll start from one end and work down back to the stage.
So you're going to perform for us now. Just give us an idea of, I mean, you do covers, don't you? So give us an idea of the kind of music you do.
So what we mainly cover is like sort of 70s guitar rock music. So you're going to hear a little bit of Bad Company, some Thin Lizzy, a bit of Free. I always forget the list of stuff. Rolling Stones, ZZ Top, The Beatles. So it's going to be that kind of stuff. Music to drink beer to.
Yeah, nice. I think any music fits drinking beer, doesn't it, actually?
The Dark... I haven't heard that mentioned yet.
And we've mentioned the Dark Horses. Yes, you weren't listening.
All right, then. We are the Dark Horses.
And go on, then. You can introduce. What are you going to perform for today?
Okay, we're going to sing for you, or the guys are going to sing for you, a song by the Doobie Brothers called Long Train Running, acoustically.
Love that song. Take it away, guys.
Okay, this far enough away. One, two, three, four.
Down around the corner, a half a mile from here, you see them old trains running and you watch them disappear without love. Where would you be now without love? You know, I saw Miss Lucy down along the tracks. She lost a home and a family, and she won't be coming back. Yeah, without love, where would you be now? Yeah, yeah, without love. With the Illinois Central and the Southern Central Freight, you gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know we're running late. Yeah, without love, where would you be now, 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 without Central and the Southern Central Freight. You gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know we're running late. Yeah, without love, where would you be now, 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 without love? Yeah, when the pistons keep on churning and the wheels go round and round, and the steel rails are cold and hard and the miles that won't go down. Yeah, without love, where would you be now? Yeah, yeah, without love. Ooh, where would you be now?
Oh yeah, loving that. Can I just point out though, Alex Canner, you have the smallest maracas in the world. Again, not a euphemism.
It has been known. It has been known. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's my reputation around here.
What time are you performing tonight?
Okay, we're on from 8 o'clock and we'll probably finish up at around about 10 tonight. So yeah, come down and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, you're going to enjoy yourselves, aren't you, gang?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant. The Dark Horses, thank you again. This is BBC Radio Derby.